For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward Grayson Myers out of Fargo, North Dakota. And Grayson, you knew coming into the weekend, Badgers on paper have a lot of talent. Your team comes out, you score the first goal, a hardworking goal. McKenna Deering with a great play that threw the puck at the net and got you the rebound. First, how important was that first goal?
I think it was really important. You know, that was one of our goals before the game that our team comes up with was, you know, we have to score first. And so I think just being able to do that was really important in kind of carrying that momentum into the second period and then, you know, just working from there.
You got some great goaltending tonight from Kerrigan Dowie. She's had some fantastic games against some top opponents. Talk about her play and how fun is it to watch her make so many saves?
Oh, it's awesome. I actually joked with her. Her one major glove save she had, I went up to her after the game and I was like, did you know that was in your glove or did it just kind of appear there? And I was just joking around with her. But, you know, it's major for our team to have her make so many good saves and, you know, it's just really helpful.
That save that you're talking about, I remember the fans for Wisconsin thought that one went in, and it was just it was so fun to see the deflation of that crowd because they get so into it. Do you feed off of that energy there at LeBron?
You know, it's kind of fun, especially in a close game, and I noticed it a couple of weekends ago at Ritter too, where it's just like, I mean, you have them in such a tight game that the fans kind of get quiet because they're not scoring a lot of goals or things aren't really going their way. And so when they have an opportunity like that, the crowd just goes crazy. And it's, you know, it's kind of fun to play in front of.
Your freshman class, I can't get over how much they have grown since the beginning of the season. I was just talking to McKenna Deering, and obviously she had an assist on that goal. So did Reese Hunt, a junior. Your freshmen don't look like freshmen anymore. For you as a senior, how impressed are you by their play?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, just every week and every game, like, you can just see the improvement and the confidence in them. And, you know, not only is it really helpful to our team, but it's just fun to see.
One thing about this Beaver team is that you guys believe in each other. I certainly do. I've seen this team make history in the playoffs over the course of time. What makes this team so special?
You know, we're a Beaver family, and, you know, everyone's just kind of everyone's best friend and everyone's sister, and just getting to go through all of the ups and downs that, you know, we have together makes us stronger, and it's just fun to do it as a team.
And our coach was talking about how much heart this team has, and a lot of times that's what it takes to win. Your team came awfully close in game one. What's it going to take in game two to get that win and push a game to Sunday?
You know, I think we just need to come out with the same intensity and consistency that we had today and, you know, just try to get a few more pucks on net, hope a couple go in.
15 scholar athletes and 20 all WCHA academic. Do you guys study together at all, or is this, like, what? Why are you guys so smart?
I think the coaches just try to bring in a group that really cares not only about hockey, but studies as well. And, you know, we're not only here to play hockey, but we're here to get an education too. But, you know, we have downtime on the road, and yesterday there was probably 15 of the girls were sitting in the hotel lobby doing homework together. And so just getting to do that, kind of holding each other accountable, is helpful.
How important is it as a senior to kind of keep that legacy going of the academics and being a great hockey player?
You know, it's kind of fun. Each time that the lists come out, it's kind of fun to see Bemidji State has the most. And, you know, I hope that the younger girls just see that too and want to keep that going on.
Okay, let's talk about the fashion of this team. I know on social media, Kristen Ferris, our sports information director, took a lot of pictures as you guys were getting off the bus ready for game day and the game day outfits. Seriously, this team has the best shoe collection ever, but tell me about this beautiful Beaver Green blazer.
It's a Free People, and Free People is my favorite brand. And it can get kind of spendy, but you got to know where to shop for the deals. And which is TJ Maxx or Macy's. And so this is from Macy's. It was half off, I think. And, you know, it's kind of perfect for Bemidji.
It's gorgeous. We don't want this season to end, obviously, on a Saturday. Besides scoring more goals, what does your team need to do?
I think we can do a little bit better job of helping the goalies out and, you know, getting back quicker and trying to block some more shots, I think. But then also, you know, a little bit quicker breakouts and trying to make tape-to-tape passes through the defensive zone and the neutral zone will help as well.
Grayson, as always, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. Go get that W so we can play on Sunday.
Thank you.